Real and imagined are the same. This is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Real and imagined, the same. Our mind, our thoughts, our system that we have is built on thought. Everything we do is built on thought. Every idea that comes into our mind is a thought. Every expression we have is a thought. Every outpicturing we see in our world about us is a thought. Real and imagined, it's the same. Scientists have taken readings of the brain, and they have taken readings of a person looking at an exciting racetrack, for instance. The horses are running in the racetrack, and they're coming down the final marker, and each person has a bet on the horses. And so each person has a very great interest in those horses, in a particular horse that's going to win. Well, after that's finished, then the scientists tell these people, okay, now, close your eyes and visualize that same race again. And so they visualize the same race again. They visualize their horse running wherever it's running, either a second or a third, or they might even put their horse out front because they have the right to change anything they want. And so they have virtually the same images going through their mind, being tested by the scientific instrument, as seeing the real event of the horse show or seeing it in their mind. Real and imagined, the same. And sometimes the imagined can be even more impressive than the real, because in the imagined, we can change things around. We can make our horse win. We can just see him winning. He doesn't have to be coming second or third or losing. We see him winning. We see ourselves approaching a wonderful relationship, and we're talking to a friend, and we want to have a good relationship with that friend. We want to be aware of that friend and happy with that friend and have a good time with that friend. And we see ourselves doing everything correctly. We see ourselves knowledgeable about the subjects that he wants to share or she wants to share. And we see ourselves being invited by them to participate in activities that we never dreamed possible. Now, in the real event, they might not even give us a second thought. But in the imagined event, we create them giving us a second thought, third thought, fourth thought. They are thinking about us very seriously. They have us very much in their mind. We are very much part of their world. And pretty soon, we get a telephone call, and they say, come on, are you available? I'd like to have you come in for an interview. And you say, what? Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you see, you say, well, that's rather quick. That's rather fast. Yes, and that's just how it works. When we uninhibitedly put aside all of the things that tell us that something can't be done, and then visualize it, imagine it, dream it, think about it, we put a cause in motion so strong and so powerful it cannot be ignored. And the people who call us and call us to share with them have no idea that this is our thought that we put into motion. This is our thought that we made in our minds first for them to fulfill. Now, what will the real event be like? Here we are. We're now going with these people, and we don't know them too well, but they expect the best out of us. Are we going to be able to match up to what their expectation is? And the answer is yes. We are going to easily match up and better whatever their desire is for us or their expectation is of us, because we have created the situation from A to Z. We have created the situation of our being interesting to them, of them contacting us, and of our being invited and going, and of our feeling very much at home, and our feeling we're not trying to put on any type of dog, we're not trying to be different than we are. We are merely being ourselves and having fun, and lo and behold, that's exactly the type of person they wanted. That's exactly the type of person they were seeking in their life to share with and to be with. Now, it can be a business relationship. It can be a social relationship. It can be a relationship in which we are finding our new love, a boy or a girl, someone who turns our life all around because we have found someone very special. Now, is it real or is it imagined? Are we wishful thinking? Are we dreaming? Or are we really experiencing it? Well, now, science tells us that the real and the imagined are of equal power, and sometimes the imagined has even more power to it. It's up to us to determine what sort of things are important to us. Real or imagined, they're both the same. What do we want to experience? What is our real life? Is our real life filled with joy and peace and happiness? Is our real life abundant and healthy? Is our real life harmonious and happy in every possible way? And the answer is yes, when that is our thought about it. When we have the imagined of our real life as a happy, fulfilled experience, then our real life is a happy, fulfilled experience. If we are having a real life experience of not happy, not fulfilled, it's time for us to change that thought, to put a new condition in motion for ourselves, to put a new thought in motion for ourselves, to put a new idea in motion for ourselves, to put a new goal in motion for ourselves, and let that be an imagined goal, which is revealed as a real experience in our life. So when we open up our eyes, there indeed we are experiencing that which we had imagined. You say, that's rather Pollyannish, that's rather strange, that's rather... No, it isn't. Every single thing that ever exists, first with a thought in our mind, at first with a thought in our consciousness, at first a thought in somebody's mind, somebody first had the thought, and then they brought it forth into experience, and bringing it forth, they brought forth something so fantastic, so glorious, so fulfilling, and so rewarding that they never dreamed it could be possible. But it was their thought. Einstein thought of the theory of relativity. Now, he didn't even understand the theory of relativity. He just knew there was some complex concept that would bind together and sort of explain how the universe operated as a undifferentiated matter of wholeness, as a chaos that had purpose. Now, you say, my gosh, those are rather confusing phrases. And they are. But Einstein's in-depth attitude about it was even more confusing. Now, Madame Curie, in her mistaken device, leaving her machine on overnight, her Bunsen burner, and along came this wonderful creation of radium. She brought forth the creation of that. Many wonderful designs have been brought forth by people who make mistakes as they're searching something, but they had the wisdom to see the usefulness of their mistake. And if they didn't, someone else in the organization saw the usefulness of their mistake. IBM has brought forth many, many different illustrations of this and revealed it as some of their chemists and some of their people have accidentally created the, you know, these little stick-em notes, that the little tabs that stick everywhere. Well, that was an accident. Many things in life are accidents, many things, but real and imagined, they're all thoughts of the mind. Thoughts of our mind, thoughts of our ideal, thoughts of our desire and goal for ourselves. Don't ever short-circuit yourself from the possibility that the imagined is very, very real. And that when you reveal the imagined, it is the real. And when you reveal the real, it reveals that the thoughts that came to bring it about were the imagined thoughts that once had no more content and no more substance to them than just the fabulous imaginative ideas that were floating through our mind. And lo and behold, we brought forth something out of that was absolutely marvelous. Think on these things. They're wonderful. Our mind is so grand and so glorious, we have the possibility to think thoughts and have these thoughts manifest in our life. And belittle them not. Give every rein, give every freedom to your thoughts. Because what you do is be yourself and have fun. So all of your thoughts are good, and all your thoughts are wonderful, and all your thoughts are supportive. All your thoughts are uplifting. All your thoughts are revealing and wonderful and something that is absolutely fantastic. So let them go. Pull out all the stops and watch the magic take place. For that's what you are. That's what I am. Mr. Magic, Mrs. Magic, ready to let go and be our divine self. Join with me on that today and just have lots of fun. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.